This episode of the Memory Palace is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies, so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at Progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Support for the Memory Palace comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is the only software your business will ever need. Featuring a suite of integrated business applications, Odoo connects your business operations together so you can get more done in less time. Odoo has apps for everything: CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, marketing, manufacturing, you name it. Odoo's got it. To learn more, visit odoo.com/memory. That's odoo.com/memory.
This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. Spare a thought for Edwin Booth. First, let's remember that his brother, John Wilkes, was an actor. And if he weren't an actor, then he doesn't kill Lincoln. Because that night that Abe and Mary go to Ford's Theater to take in a show, John Wilkes Booth can just walk around and no one thinks anything of it, because the ushers and stagehands and whatever security they had there all recognize him. He's John Wilkes Booth, the actor. Of course he's just hanging around in the hallway. And he's John Wilkes Booth, the famous actor, from the acting booths. His father was Junius Brutus Booth, England's greatest Shakespearean actor, which is really saying something. And he moved to the United States and became America's greatest Shakespearean actor, which is saying less, but is still pretty cool. The Booths were an acting dynasty, going way back. So it's kind of like if Drew Barrymore killed Abraham Lincoln. Even correcting for $1,865, the way that fame worked back then to the way it does now, picture a world in which Drew Barrymore kills Abraham Lincoln. And then let's spare a thought for Edwin Booth. Edwin Booth was Junius's second son, and he wanted to be an actor like his famous father. At 16, he made his stage debut in Boston, in a small role supporting his dad's Richard III. He wasn't very good. And his dad, with the ego that goes along with being the two-time reigning greatest Shakespearean actor, and the belligerence that goes along with being a mean drunk, told him to stop acting. He wasn't good at it. And the greatest Shakespearean actor cannot be diminished by having his son going around in public not being good at acting. And Edwin was cowed. He didn't give up acting entirely, but he mostly spent his time following in his father's footsteps. Literally. Making sure his old man didn't pass out drunk and miss a curtain. But a few years later, his father was out of the picture. He died from drinking. But not from drinking. He died after he got sick from drinking water from the Mississippi River, which was a bad idea even in 1852. After his father's death, Edwin threw himself into his craft. He studied. He toured tirelessly, playing the great roles in mining camps in the Sierra Nevada, taking on Shakespeare and Marlowe at colonial backwaters in Australia and in what we now call Hawaii. And when he came back, he was a great actor. He outshone his other acting brothers, Junius Jr. and John Wilkes. And by the time the Civil War came, some theater critics say he outshone his father. He was the most famous actor in America. Some said he was the greatest Hamlet anywhere in the world. So when John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln, he was not merely Drew Barrymore. He was also the brother of the best and most famous actor in America. You might try to say it was a bit like if Billy Baldwin killed Lincoln, except it's somehow back when Alec Baldwin was a genuine movie star and Billy Baldwin was someone actually good at acting. Except that doesn't really do it either. So just imagine that Drew Barrymore, today, is the sister of Paul Newman at the height of his acclaim, and she kills Abraham Lincoln. But again, let's spare a thought for Edwin Booth. It's 1865. And Edwin is the greatest actor in the United States. The late, great Junius Brutus Booth is now remembered as Edwin's father, instead of Edwin being remembered as his father's son. And then one night, his youngest brother kills the president. His baby brother John shoots the savior of the Union in the back of the head while the man is just trying to take in a play with his wife. Edwin Booth is driven from the stage. He retires, Having worked so hard to step out of his father's shadow, he is overshadowed instantly and permanently by his little brother. Which is enough of a story. But I like to think about one more moment in Edwin's life. Not the one that takes place in Manhattan, when he sees a man fall onto the train tracks, only to realize when he pulls the man to safety that he had just saved the life of Abraham Lincoln's son. No, the moment I like to think about occurs in 1866, a year after his brother martyrs the president, after the barn he's hiding out in is burned, after the conspirators are hung, after Lincoln is buried, after Whitman writes When Lilacs Last and the Dooryard Bloomed, after being shocked and depressed and sure he'll never be able to act again, Edwin is coaxed out of retirement to play Hamlet for one night on Broadway. And he's sure he'll be booed, or worse. And he knows he couldn't blame anyone if they did. And he waits in the wings to hear his cue to walk out as Hamlet, to hear from Horatio about his father's ghost. And he steps onto the stage, and the crowd applauds, and applauds, and applauds.